Hi, waiting for the number 9? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, this is super, super embarrassing, but would you mind breeding me real quick? Sorry, it's just that my pussy is on fire right now. You know what I mean? Sorry, I wouldn't normally ask a human like this, but I cannot for the life of me find a mating partner this season. Sorry, it'll only be super quick. I really don't want to take up too much of your time. You just really be helping me out. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much of a relief it'll be. Does right here work for you? Great. Let me get these pants off you then. Fuck. My pussy is actually aching. She's been needing an airing out. God. It's not good for her to be locked away in my pants all day. It gets so stuffy. I'm sure you know what I mean. So, is your cock coming out then, or what? Like, you kind of need it to breed me? Oh, nice. God, I love human cocks so freaking much. You know what I mean. I'm probably like obsessed or something. So, you coming in then, my guy? Fuck. That hits the spot. God. I don't even want to think about how strong my pheromones must have been getting. My poor work colleagues. They must all have been just thinking like, can she make it any more obvious she's in heat? I can't help it. Like, is it my fault all the good professional breeders are fully booked up? God, did not even get me started. You humans are so lucky you don't have to worry about any of this. I'm lucky I'm not bothered about breeding as a human. You think I'm joking, but you would not believe how fussy some girls are. It's crazy. Do you want some pics once the litter is due, by the way? The kids are pretty cute. You'll have to give me your number, of course. You don't have to, of course, if you'd rather just forget about this. I mean, you're doing more than enough for me already giving me this knocking up. I cannot tell you how difficult it's been for me. Like, I pretty much masturbate 24/7, and it's still not enough. It's been so awkward at work. Can you imagine? Thank you so much for calling, but I'm gonna have to put you on hold real quick while I masturbate, because I'm so fucking horny. my boss understands, though. Luckily, bunny girls have to be allowed 50% foul time under law during mating season, because otherwise we'd like literally die. And it's a good thing, too, because, oh boy, have I been using it this season. She's not been giving me any angry looks or anything like my last manager. Some humans do just not get it. And you can thank Reform Authority for that. It's one good thing they've bought, and at least they're still not getting my vote until they give us data sign breeders. You know what I'm saying? I'd like actually be so helpful for bunnies like me who can't afford to go to private, and yet they're never gonna do it because we'd have to let humans breed us. Because that's such a bad thing, apparently. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to get all political on you there. It just annoys me sometimes, you know? So have you ever bred with a bunny girl before then? Oh, that's a lot of pressure to make sure you enjoy it then. I'm gonna give you your impression of sex with my whole species. Do you have any, many breeding partners that, of your own species, I mean, just thinking so you could compare. What? Never? You've never bred before? God, I forgot how weird humans are. Maybe I better give you a bit of a lesson then. I mean, this position is fine for a quick breeding sesh, but if you want to do it properly, you should definitely rut me. I'll show you. It's easy. First, I'm just gonna get down on all fours, turn around, and present for you. How's that view? Okay, well, get back inside me quickly then. You don't want my pussy getting cold, do you? Oh, fuck, that's it. You see, this way, you can get much deeper. I'm breathing super easy once you get the hang of it. Just gotta come as deep as you can so none of it leaks back out. I mean, I should know. I've probably done it 100 times now. You gotta get knocked up for mating season. You know what I mean? Ideally, on the one. I always feel better when I got a nice batch of kids knocking around inside me, you know? What I mean? I really feel so empty without it. Not that I get much less horny when I'm pregnant, but it's more manageable at least. It's probably a bunny thing. So, are you enjoying your first time breeding with a bunny girl? You'll have to take it up as a hobby. There's big money in breeding, you know. If you can build up a reputation as a breeder, the cash will come pouring in. We're a very horny species, it's true. You're gonna have to start working harder than that, though, if you want to be a good breeder. Come on. Run me already. Fuck, that's better. You gotta really wanna get me pregnant, you know? You gotta be thinking of my belly swelling up with your litter. Imagine how big my tits are gonna get, all full and milky, cause that's what's gonna happen once you bred me. Because in the moment of fertilization, I'm yours. You own me, my mind, body, and soul. Pumping me full of your hot potent juice. I know I'm doing what I was made for. I know I was made to be yours. Someone was made to be yours. I was made for nothing but breeding. You're doing so fucking good! Imagine how good it'll feel to let out that huge fertile load straight into where it belongs! Giving me what I deserve every single fucking drop. Me to let me up. Oh fuck! I need your cum so fucking badly! Fuck! I can't describe what it's like to live for breeding every single day! For it to be so obvious what you were made for! To be desperate to fulfill your purpose! I think of nothing but getting bred every single fucking second. Please lock me up. Please get me pregnant. I want to be full of you. Every single day rubbing my horny little pussy until I'm sore. Every day clenching around nothing. Every inch of me was made for this. Please, I'll be yours forever. I need come. gotta stay right there. Stay inside me. Until I'm all bred like a good girl. Holy fuck. God, I needed that. So, same time again tomorrow? Only kidding. Unless... Well, just because I'm already pregnant doesn't mean we can't do this again. Guess I'm not really disproving the stereotype about bunny girls, am I? And besides, there's always next season.